This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump forcefully rejected allegations that he's responsible for the Turkey invasion of northeast Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Congressional Democratic Party lawmakers abruptly left a White House meeting with President Trump Wednesday concerning the crisis along the Turkish-Syrian border. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the president had insulted Speaker Nancy Pelosi, calling her a third-grade politician.
I have served with six presidents. I have been in many, many, many meetings like this. Never have I seen a president treat so disrespectfully a co-equal branch of the government of the United States.
The House Speaker told reporters Mr. Trump had a meltdown in the cabinet room because of the number of Republicans who had joined Democrats on Capitol Hill in approving a resolution condemning his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northeastern Syria. Again, Congressional Democratic Party lawmakers abruptly leaving a White House meeting with President Trump Wednesday concerning the crisis along the Turkish-Syrian border. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former